Success in the New Retirement with Damon Roberts and Matt Deaton.
This is the Success in the New Retirement podcast with Damon Roberts and Matt Deaton. It's all powered by Acute Wealth Advisors, 480-680-6868. Now, let's get to the show. We got a great phone call last weekend from somebody listening to the radio show. Caught the tail end of the show, caught the number, and said, I've heard you before, but I just want to know, what is your focus? Like, who are you? What do you do? And I thought she brings up a great point because there's somebody new listening every weekend here to Success in the New Retirement. So, Matt, let's start with you on this one. What exactly is your focus and what can you do for adults?
Well, so our practice, we've focused on people 50 and older. And we've done that on purpose because we said, look, there is a need for people that are preparing, that are in that retirement red zone, that are preparing for retirement or are retired, to protect assets, to set up income streams, to create a financial plan that is going to allow them to retire with dignity and to have success in that. And mainly, I mean, one of the main factors with that is if you go and look at what AARP has done that over the past 15, 20 years, they've done a survey and they've asked retirees and they've said, what is your number one concern? And for the past 15 years, the number one concern that people have said is, I'm worried about running out of money. And so it has become a big thing. The reason our show is called Success in the New Retirement is because baby boomers, the people that are retiring right now, are retiring in a new way. And it's new because most of them retire without a pension. So I always give the example of my grandpa. My grandpa was 95 when he passed away. And he worked for the Department of Transportation in Utah. And he started as the guy on the side of the road saying stop and go. And by the time that he retired, he was one of the top guys in all of the state building highways and freeways. But for him, the day that he retired for that 30 years, he lived till he was 95, he received a paycheck from Social Security and from that pension every single month, went to the mailbox or went to the bank account, and there was another pile of money that he could spend. And so for him, his retirement was automated. It was simple. It was, okay, here's my budget, here's my paycheck, let's plan accordingly. And my grandma, my grandpa, they drove an RV, they lived on a golf course, they traveled, they did all these things. And for them, they didn't have to worry too much about their retirement. Nowadays, most people don't have that pension. So day one of retirement, they're saying, okay, how do I maximize my Social Security benefit? But then they immediately have to turn to the 401k and the IRA accounts and say, okay, how am I going to invest this? How am I going to spend this? How am I going to make sure that I don't spend it too quickly or I don't put it at risk so that I potentially run out of money at some point? And that is the big question that people are answering. And so if you're driving around and you're saying, yep, if I was going to put my answer on that poll, I would have said, I'm worried about running out of money. Well, then that's what our practice is designed to do. We're trying to help people answer that question. And again, there's lots of different ways that you can build a financial plan. And Damon and I's approach is, let's figure out how to replace the paycheck, make sure that you're consistent with your income, that you are comfortable with that. And then let's look at the rest of the stuff and you find out what's left over that you can be slush fund, that you can spend how you want, that you can spoil the grandkids, that you can travel, you can do those things. But let's make sure that the basics are covered first. And what we found is if people do that, then they feel a lot more peace of mind as they're retired. They feel like they can spend. The people that don't have a plan, I found a lot of people that they're literally like handicapped in their spending. They're saving everything they have because they don't know if it's going to last. And then they get looked back on it at 85 and they're like, oh man, I should have been spending this because now I have all this leftover money. And so we're trying to help them navigate that, figure out what they can spend now and enjoy retirement, what they need for later. And so it's that big question. And that's what we're all about. That's what we do. That's what we do every day. If I'm speaking your language and you're saying, yep, that's exactly what I am trying to do. That's what I'm trying to figure out. Give us a call. 480-680-6868. Let's have a conversation. Let's start that conversation to kind of see where you're at. Let's do the analysis. Let's figure out what are the changes or the corrections that you can make in your financial plan to bring about the peace of mind and the safety and the security that you're looking for. So you have a plan for how you're going to produce income. So give us a call, 480-680-6868.
You know, as Matt was talking, I was thinking about two different conversations I had in the last week with potential new clients that both have advisors. One of them's a snowbird, and I was just talking to him yesterday and just sitting there talking, and you know, some of his first comments were, and we happened to be out at a retirement community, and he realized who I was and kind of what I do, and he said, "Hey, let me pick your brain for a minute. He's like, I'm headed back to South Dakota in a week, but, and I love my advisor. He's done really good with my finances, but I have a couple of questions. And, you know, one of them was about Social Security, you know, and my question was to him is, okay, well, what's your advisor talk to you about into how to integrate your Social Security into your overall retirement plan? And how is that going to affect your taxation on your IRAs? And he looked at me and said, I've never been asked that question. Mm. And I said, you know, you realize that once you draw your Social Security, you know, if you draw it early, you're going to get penalized because you're part-time, you work part-time and you have a pension, and that will put you in a position that you're having too much money come in, you're going to get penalized. And then also, now that you do that, you have this provisional tax and all of your other income is going to be taxed differently if you draw that Social Security. And he's like, oh. And then we started talking about his contributions because he's working part time. And he's like, yeah, I just put in my IRA contribution for the year. And in our, you know, previously or earlier in the conversation, he had kind of given me an idea of the ballpark of his income for the year between him and his wife. And he's sitting in a 12% tax bracket. And I said, why would you defer that tax? And he said, well, because I don't want to pay tax right now. I said, if you can pay that at 12% now, and you're going to likely pay higher later, maybe 22, 24, 25% later. Does that make sense? Well, no. And so then we talked about that. And we started, you know, at the end of the conversation, he said, I've never been asked any of these questions in a whole from my CPA, not from my advisor and the lawyer, because we also talked about some estate planning things. You know, he says, I'm going to a workshop in a day or so that's going to be talking about wills and trusts. And, you know, my parents had a trust, so I think I need a trust. And we talked through that and how to avoid probate. And so what was evident to him was, oh, my gosh, this is like if retirement was an illness, and hopefully it's not. It's something that's, you know, is happy and whatever. But if you had cancer, you would maybe get some preliminary testing with the guy that you'd seen forever, your family practitioner. But you wouldn't stay there because that person doesn't have any more the qualifications, the expertise to help you through this specific illness. Now, retirement is a totally different ball of wax than getting yourself to retirement and consistently just investing for retirement in your 401k. Now you have to consider, how am I going to draw Social Security? What's the tax ramifications of that? How am I going to create that pension like Matt was talking about? And this gentleman came, you know, at the end of the conversation, he says, I guess now I see the importance of having someone that specializes in this area. And so I guess what I would say is a lot of the people that come in for a second opinion may not be super unhappy with the investment side of where they're going, but come to realize that's just part of the equation. If I have great investments that earn 20%, but I give away 15 of it to Uncle Sam, how much did I earn? And so retirement is comprehensive, and that's where we've built our team, our practice upon helping people at this stage of life get all of the answers and have those different pieces of that retirement puzzle work together to create the paycheck, to create the efficiency in taxes, to have the diversification that allows them to live life stress-free without worrying about the ups and downs of the market or how much is going to be taken away in taxes or how much is going to pass on and whether they're going to probate and all those things. Those are easy to take care of if you know what you're doing and how to integrate them. And I guess that's the biggest difference. At Acute Wealth Advisors, we have created a practice that specializes in this area of life, and it's an area that you need specialization. Let us ask you the things you didn't know to ask so that you can improve your retirement, whether you're already in it or you're close. Any person is going to benefit from that conversation, and you'll have it with me or you'll have it with Matt. And so call us. You know, we can be reached at 480-680-6868. That's 480-680-6868, or online at successinthenewretirement.com. You can fill out a sheet there and we'll give you a call.
Gentlemen, it's time of the year. Kind of giving our house a good spring cleaning. And I want you to hear this clip from Morningstar's Christine Benz. She says you should also do the same for your tax-deferred retirement accounts.
Many people have leftover 401ks, perhaps left behind at the old company, or they have rollover IRAs at various firms. These accounts together represent a major consolidation opportunity, where oftentimes the best strategy from the standpoint of streamlining is to consider merging all of those accounts together into a single mega IRA. And that makes it super simple to keep tabs on that account and allows you to silo that account with a single investment provider.
Mega IRA. Well, what's your takeaway from that? Are there advantages to that?
The mega IRA.
Mega IRA.
Everyone wishes they had that mega IRA. Is that a $2 million IRA? Is that $200,000? What does that mean, right? You know, I actually met with a client that came into us 6 months ago from radio. And in the meantime, between when we first met until now, her husband passed away. And so it's taken quite a long time. And basically what's taken, I mean, obviously the mourning of her spouse and all of those things, but as she's moved past that, because he passed away a month after we first met, getting back together, the problem has been how many accounts they had all over the place, from 401ks that, you know, from previous employers of 20 years ago, and the hassle it's been for her to try to consolidate and get all of those things taken care of. They were over 70, so they were taking required minimum distributions and making sure that all the required minimum distributions from the government were met for him that's passed away. And every time having to look at all these different accounts from him, bringing up the emotional side of things of the death and everything else. And it's been, you know, she started crying in our appointment, because she's just like, it's just been so hard. I wish we had had a good advisor and planning. And she was working with UBS, but she was also working with Wells Fargo, and she was working with USAA, but none of them had encouraged her in her retirement, in their retirement, to consolidate, to make their life easier. And he took care of a lot of these things. And now she's kind of there and having to deal with this problem. And, you know, and some of them on the 401ks, because they're governed by plan documents and they weren't converted to IRAs and governed by the ERISA laws, she doesn't have as many choices as to how to inherit those dollars on these old 401ks. Whereas, you know, in an IRA, she could inherit them as the spouse, as if they were owned, and not have any tax implications. Some of these 401ks, she's going to have a little bit of tax implications on. So consolidating your plan, simplifying in retirement, putting all of those things in place can help not only create better income, better understanding of what's going on, but also be more tax efficient in how you're going to pay taxes on these dollars that have never been taxed. And so, you know, everybody's thinking about taxes right now. What is your tax plan with your IRAs and 401ks? Do you know if you're paying more in tax than you should? If you don't know the answer to that question, if you don't know, absolutely, I'm paying the least amount of taxes on this money that I ever will because I have a plan, that should motivate you right now to get in and to look at your retirement accounts and have a tax plan for them, because that's probably the most overlooked piece of a retirement puzzle. Consolidate and have a good tax plan, because you are going to pay tax on those dollars. Either you will, or your children or heirs will. And so how do you minimize that taxation? Because this is dollars that you saved your entire life. So why not be efficient? Why not have some tax diversification if you don't have that in your plan? You need to come in and talk to us. You can reach us at 480-680-6868. That's 480-680-6868.
And Matt, as we're talking about consolidation, we're talking about tax deferred accounts, especially this time of the year. Hopefully everybody got their tax returns in or just putting the finishing touches on it. I know you talk to some people when it comes to a tax strategy and they take the method or the thought process of, oh, I just do it myself. How do you approach that?
Well, I think our tax code is actually set up for people to do it on their own, right? So over the past few years, the standard deduction has increased massively. And the whole purpose of that was to make it where people weren't trying to itemize anymore. It was simplifying that. And so someone could literally, on a weekend with some basic tax software, do their taxes. So actually filing your taxes, Damon and I would say most of our clients do it on their own. But the difference is the tax planning that goes into your investment strategy and your retirement, like Damon was mentioning, is again, filing your taxes is one thing, but setting yourself up to pay less in tax, setting yourself up to pay less in tax in the future as tax rates are expected to go higher, that takes some planning. And that's where a lot of people are lacking. That's where a lot of financial advisors are ignoring that situation. And that's one of the things that Damon and I do that sets us apart is we believe quite strongly, and you look at the data, and I think that backs right up with what we're seeing, is that very likely that taxes are going to go higher in the future, which means that you potentially could be making less money in retirement and yet be paying a higher tax rate than you currently are paying working. And so when we go through the data points and we look at that, the question we always ask people is, if you're going to be paying taxes at higher levels in retirement, why do you want to continue to tax defer all of your money? Why do you want everything in an IRA and a 401k that when you take that out, you have to pay taxes? Wouldn't you rather have some of your money in a Roth account or in a non-qualified account that's being taxed differently? And we call that tax diversification. So we all know that in retirement, you want to have diversification. You want to have, you know, not everything, you know, in tech stocks. You want some in, you know, bonds or something in, you know, consumer discretionary. You want to be diversified, international or whatever it might be, because it helps smooth out your returns. Well, why wouldn't we want to have tax diversification? Meaning that some of our money we can take out of an account and pay Uncle Sam nothing. Or some of the money we could take out and we could pay him a long-term capital gain rate of 15%, but not a ordinary income tax rate that's, you know, 20 or 25%. So that makes sense. I don't think anybody driving around or listening to us would be like, no, I don't want that. But yet a lot of people are ignoring that, and a lot of financial advisors are ignoring that. And so what Damon and I do is we sit down and we say, okay, let's look at your current tax rates. Let's look at what that's going to look like in the future. Let's look at what your income streams will be in retirement, how your taxable income is going to impact you at that point, and let's do some planning now. And that might mean that you move some money from an IRA into a Roth. And that might mean you pay a little bit more tax today to save a bunch of tax in the future. And that's the difference. So it's not about filing your taxes. I think a lot of us can do that on our own. It's more about the tax planning that comes with getting your retirement set up with tax diversification, so you have flexibility in retirement to fund your income needs and give Uncle Sam less. And bottom line with that, and here's the takeaway, if you can do some tax planning and you can save 5 to 10% in what you're going to give Uncle Sam throughout your retirement, that is identical to getting a 5 or 10% return on your portfolio. And there's not one of us that would pass up on, hey, you know, can I add another 5 or 10% bonus to my account? We'd all do that. And so that's what you can get if you take the time to do some tax planning. So give us a call. We have the software. We can sit down and we can actually run scenarios for you to determine what your likely tax rate is going to be in retirement and then come up with strategies to optimize that and to pay Uncle Sam the least amount possible. The phone number, 480-680-6868. Pick up the phone. Let's have a conversation. Let's get that started. Don't procrastinate. This is the opportunity to save, because again, taxes are only going to go up. Next year, some of the tax cuts disappear. We're already starting that tax increase that's being forecasted by a lot of economists. So give us a call, 480-680-6868.
Thanks for listening. Want more from Damon and Matt? Check out successinthenewretirement.com. And while you're there, drop us an email with your questions.
Investment advisory services offered through Acute Investment Advisory, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance and annuities offered through its affiliated company, Acute Wealth Advisors, LLC. Tax and or legal advice is not offered by either company or their affiliated companies. Consult with your tax and legal professionals for guidance on tax or legal matters. The information presented should not be viewed as personalized investment advice. All expressions of opinion are subject to change. We are not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.